Good morning, and Dayla, I love the way you said good morning, America.
Yeah.
And it's more. Some little trivia information here for people regarding Saturday AM Live. We have more people from China. Don't ask me why. More people from China hit the website than any other country besides the United States. Go figure. I know. It's weird. Our guest this morning is, and it's Dayla, correct?
It's Delia. So you could say it can be pronounced Delia, Dalia, or Dila.
So like the flower, and last name is head, as in above the neck.
Yes, no joke.
No joke, that's an easier one. And you are new to the world of Nikan, or newer. So why don't we jump right into things, and first of all, thank you for being with us. Let's jump on in, and because you're part of the ICANer Club, or ICAN 8, or the ICAN Attitude, whatever you want to refer to it as, why don't you share with us your Nikan Elevator speech?
My Nikan Elevator speech, I'm pretending I'm in a... So let me introduce myself. First, I'm Delia Head, and I live in Berkeley, California, and I am a spinal cord injury undiagnosed person. So my elevator talk is when I'm in the elevator in my wheelchair with my big bright smile, people ask me, "What happened to you?" And I share spinal cord injury, and they say, "Well, you don't look sick." And I always don't really know how to respond to that answer or that response to me. So I sit with it and say, "Oh, but if you could just feel my insides." I laugh to keep from crying. You know, I don't want other people to really give me the sympathy talk, you know. So my elevator moment is, what are you doing, you know, for yourself? And I just share that I drink Nikan water, high pH level, and I also am taking nutrients to support my immune system and bones and my head. So that's what I say.
Well, I love the fact that you just used the word sympathy. And because I learned years and years ago from a gentleman by the name of Jesse Duplantis, one of the few people on the planet shorter than I am. And he said, you know, sympathy will bury someone, but empathy will raise them from the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Sympathy will bury someone, but empathy will raise them from the grave. And somebody was nice enough to reach out to you and introduce you to Nikan. Tell us about that.
The person that introduced me to Nikan has since passed. This was 2003. And by 2004, Victoria White had her Nikan Aquapore water, which was introduced to her by Lois Wilburn. And Victoria White was going through breast cancer, or stage breast cancer, and some other illnesses that came along with the breast cancer. And so she was the one who introduced me to the water. But I had heard about Nikan in 1995 when I went to a health summit, Oakland, at the garden, over by the garden center, and I saw the Nikan insoles there, and I spoke with a few people that were in Sacramento. So that's my first introduction, and then my dear friend Victoria White introduced me to Nikan by offering me some water.
I have to ask the question. Back in 1995, which was 3 years after I was first introduced to it, also the year that I got married, also the year that I got fired. My last job. I don't make a very good employee, so that was actually liberating for me to get fired. But what you said, the insoles, did you invest in them back then?
No, I didn't. And I was extremely poor. I had just gone through a horrible divorce, and I was on my healing path during that time. And I was guided by, I was being guided by going to different wellness centers, not knowing that this is also my passion. Wellness has always been my passion, and I've always been active, taking measures to take care of myself before my injury, riding bikes, skating, swimming, hiking, camping. So, as you can imagine, with a spinal cord injury, those things I loved and was passionate about became very challenging and limiting. So, I think, did I answer your question?
Well, yeah, yes and no, in a sense. Excuse me. A little frog got stuck in my throat.
I have to take bunny hops, too.
Yeah, no. Well, yes and no, but what's fascinating is, like Lori Jones, who was with us last Saturday, her sister, Suzanne Steele, had shared with her years ago, but you absolutely, and your reasons why are valid, that sometimes the finances aren't there, or maybe the need wasn't as strong back then, and you didn't see the validity in investing, what, $60, $80 in a pair of magnetic insoles, or as our mentor Marty Jeffries teaches us, you mean to tell me you put insoles in your shoes and your headache went away, or your whatever, you know, got better? I mean, that's crazy talk. So there's probably a variety of reasons for you, but let's fast forward to present day.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I took the insole package that they had, someone had purchased some insoles and they left the package. And so that package I kept with me. I still have it. And so I was just getting ready for my future.
And what's interesting, a printed catalog or a brochure, like the waterfall flyer, the postcard, it does absolutely nothing for wellness. It's great to look at.
Yeah.
But you really can't rub those insoles on your feet and get a response, can you?
But it brought me to the future where I am today.
It's true. So let's talk about today. What difference has NECAN made with, as you said, a spinal cord injury that has left you in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm taking the bone patch regimen, and so my bones are, I have osteopenia, I was diagnosed with that, and so my bones from being in the wheelchair, and without braces at this point, that's a whole nother story, but I'll stay on point. The difference has made for the difference that Nikin products has made for me is my bones are stronger, so I can get up and kind of stand on my feet now and balance myself with my own body, with the walker, of course. And then the clarity I'm taking is for my brain, and I read that the brain and the gut are connected. So it's helping me with my digestive system and also my clarity and my, you know, so I don't take too many bunny hops.
Which, just a sidebar note, is a great reminder, the NECAN blog, whether for customers or consultants, it's there on the website. And absolutely excellent article, short, quick read about medium-chain triglycerides. And I'm enjoying my Vital Balance Shake right now that I added extra chia seeds to, and then threw a couple black frozen blackberries in it, and it turned into sludge because the chia seeds is not really a shake, it's more of a sludge that, you know, I'm having to force it out of the cup. But the MCTs that, you know, when you're talking about the clarity and how the brain works, and you mentioned the gut digestion, absolutely amazing, the studies that are now being released. I mean, for some cultures, this is common sense, but now you're discovering this. What else are you using, and what are some of the results you're seeing? You mentioned the water right up front.
I have the old Amada that was gifted to me from Victoria's passing. As I was cleaning out her apartment, along with her family from Ohio, I offered them the water system, the Nissan water system at the time, and they said they really wanted it but didn't have a way to travel back to Ohio with it, so they told me, why don't you take it? I did, took it home, and started using it with myself and my mother, my elderly aging mother, who I also was taking care of at the time. And so I noticed with her that it really helped her digestive system and just her whole mood, because she was now getting the water to her cells instead of just drinking faucet water or bottled water. So, and her plumbing system was pretty miraculous. And the jade green, so with jade green, and the water system for my mother, I'm kind of bouncing around again. But the waterfall that I got at the time served not only me, but also other people in my family.
Well, and the coolest thing about that is that it's not just going to impact our lives. When you talk about investing in something like the insoles, are a little different because only one person can wear them at a time. That's kind of a given, but the waterfall, you're using the predecessor, which is absolutely fantastic. However, it doesn't do anything for the pH of the water, which, again, all the studies are out there. It's pretty simple that when you put things like fruits and vegetables and plant-based protein into your body, and it raises the alkalinity because those are all slightly alkaline items. And our water is huge, so everybody gets to benefit from it. You know, Dela, I never even asked, because I'm not supposed to. My wife keeps reminding me this, and she said, why do you keep focusing on people's age and their weight? Well, it's a reference point for the folks that are listening, because they don't know. And I'm looking at these two beautiful pictures that you texted me this morning, and which will be on the website. Do you mind sharing your age?
I am 66 years young.
And I think you mentioned a non-diagnosed spinal cord injury, and here I'm going kind of bouncing around as well. Any idea? I'm sure you know where that injury occurred, or over time. Talk about that.
Well, my injury that I suffered October 2012 was during the vice presidential debate. And I remember that night because I'm gonna make it brief. My family and I, that were out of town, were watching the football game and flipping back and forth. So leaving that night, I got in my car, I drove home, got out of my car, came into the house, and then within moments, I started feeling numb in my rectum, butt area, you know, my bottom. And I just thought it was from sitting so long, but then it started to travel down the back of my legs. The numbness. I was on the phone with my sister. Traveled down the back of my legs, and I was telling Kathy, I can't feel my legs. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I can't feel my legs. So I collapsed to the floor. I didn't hit my head, thank God. I didn't hit anything. And so I called 911. She stayed on the phone with me, my sister Kathy. I used my elbows to pull, drag my body to the front door to let the fire department in and the paramedics. Drove me to Oakland Kaiser. They started working on the blood tests and urine analysis, and I was completely out of it. Aware, but out of it. And moments later, my family arrived, and I was, from that time to this time, I've been in and out of hospitals, nursing homes, facilities, you name it. So,
I have to ask this because through it all, though, and even as being a first responder, I don't feel your pain, to reference Bill Clinton's famous quote, but I simply understand because I've seen so many people go through what you're describing, and it's not just painful, it's just incredibly agonizing. My brother injured his back unbeknownst a few months ago from stepping on a vacuum cleaner hose and twisting and jarring his whole body, and months of physical therapy and rehab, throwing everything that Nikan had on his body that he possibly could, and still it was like, you know, being around a guy who's, you know, just turned, about to turn 52 here, and he walked around like he was in his 90s.
Mm.
And it was terrible. And so it's kind of the way you're describing this.
Yes.
And, but that was 6 years ago. And here you are today, using the water, utilizing the nutritionals. Have you had your here I am skipping around yet again, you mentioned the osteodent. And by the way, folks, just as a reminder, we're not diagnosing or making any medical claims here, that just because of the experiences that one of us have, everybody's going to have that. I just want to throw that out there as a little safeguard here. But what have you noticed with the osteodents? And where you're at as far as the osteopenia, any analysis or diagnosis or change in that?
Well, physically, I've noticed a change now. As far as going back, getting a bone density test, I haven't done that. I did a couple of years ago, and they said I was diagnosed with having brittle bones. And that...
We lost you there, Jaya, and I don't know if you moved or...
Okay.
There we go. Now you're back. Okay, go ahead.
I did move. Okay. I haven't had another bone density test yet, but I can tell just from my own strength that my bones are getting stronger and I feel stronger. My mind is getting, you know, it's clear because I was on 14 medications. I'm down to 2. I weaned myself from morphine, from, oh my God, I can't think of all the crazy drugs that I had. And there was some drugs that weren't a good combination, so I almost died in the hospital. It has been a nightmare. It's been a wreckage. It's been just a wreckage. And so going forward with the Nikan products, that's what I have chosen to do to continue to have a happy healing journey.
You know, I wanna point out and reference something that it's kind of like going on a first date. Typically, not always. That sometimes there's a rare exception. But typically, when you go on a first date, when you're courting someone, you typically, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, because you mentioned you'd gone through a divorce, you don't pop the question about marriage on that first date, do you?
No.
No. And here, you and I have been chatting now for about 20 minutes, and you mentioned you just dropped that big bit of information, the intel dump is what I call it sometimes. Is that 14 different medications down to 2.
Yeah, cold turkey.
That is absolutely ginormous. because I'm thinking about, you know, it's great if you're drinking the PyMag water, it's great if you're using the insoles, it's great if you're using everything that Nikan has. But when we continually put that many chemicals into our body, as my dear friend Dennis Williams says, I'm not thinking we have a Tylenol deficiency when we're dealing with a raging headache. I'm just thinking not. And 14 different medications down to 2. That is absolutely tremendous. And thank you, Nikan, right?
Thank you, Nikan. And I want to share that with Lois Wilburn's support with everywhere I was from 2012 until 2017. She would bring me water and the red salt, the Himalayan salt. Lois would do that. She made sure I had the right water in, because the hospital water, they get it from the bathroom faucet.
You know, and I got a text this week from a friend that I am not, a customer that I can't even remember. I don't even think she ordered anything. She was thinking about it, but and so I registered her. But she sent me the most wonderful text this week and said, Vance, to Stacy and I, she said, thinking of you guys, and I think of you all the time, every morning, when I take my salt. And she took a picture of her package of real salt. And real salt, Himalayan salt, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Why do you use the Himalayan salt?
To keep my sodium level at a manageable level, because if my sodium level goes down, I'm in the hospital.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your question.
No, that does, but why real salt? Why Himalayan salt, not just the Morton, the white, pretty stuff?
Because it's poison!
There are still some Nikanites out there, and I love the way you answered that question, because there's still some of us out there.
Yeah, it's detrimental to your health and your well-being, you know, and plus it gives you high blood pressure, it swells you up, you have more inflammation. Just a host of things. It's not real. As Trump would say, it's fake. Fake salt.
Fake salt. Yeah, not fake news. It's fake salt. Oh, absolutely. And I agree with you 100%. And I have been an advocate of starting every day. It's part of putting the jade greenzymes under my tongue with the immunity. The half a teaspoon of real salt goes into my mouth, and I, you know, wash it down. And then later in the day, depending on how much water I've consumed, I carry a little vial of real salt in my pocket. I have for years, and I typically take another. I'm sorry, did I say half a teaspoon? It's a quarter teaspoon per quart of water. Is the formulation out? You don't mix it together, do you?
No. Just put it on my tongue.
Just get it in your tongue. On your tongue, in your body, and wash it down, and absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And also Lois would bring the jade green, and she would massage my feet, and after I got out of the hospital, she came to my daughter's house where I was released to go home to in 2013, and she would come there and bring, I'm on the magnet, she gifted me a magnet mattress and a magnet pillows and magnet chair, what do you call it?
The Kinko seat?
Yeah, she gifted me that, and also insoles. And back then I had my friend who passed, Victoria White, from cancer, she had a pair of the shoes with the weight. Does anybody remember those?
Oh, yeah. Well, my middle daughter just yesterday went for a walk. She's getting ready to head to Peru here in a couple of weeks, and she said, you know, I got to get in shape. So she's been using her grandmother's, my mom's, old weighted Nikan shoes, and she was huffing and puffing. Well, anytime you walk up our driveway, you're going to be huffing and puffing, but when you got an extra almost, can't remember what they weigh, but they're heavy.
Yeah, they're heavy. So I had hers, but they were too big, so Lois brought out a smaller pair over with the insoles. So I've experienced the insoles before my body started to weaken and weaken and weaken. I have experienced the insoles. I when my feet were flat, my feet are no longer flat. So the doctors are talking about surgery, and I said, no way.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things. And here it is. It's 7:30 in the morning, and you've got clarity of thought. You've answered every single one of my questions. Little bunny trails on both of our parts, but that's okay.
Which is okay. We're human.
Yeah, but I think how many people do I know? How many 911 calls I've been on as a first responder and been in people's homes and seen folks that are much younger than you are in much worse physical shape because of different chemicals they're putting in their body, some legal, some illegal. And it's amazing what we can do when we take care of this temple that God gave us. And treat it as such, and not treat it like a tent. And you're doing that.
And I also have a relationship with my pain. I'm not without pain. I'm still at the 10 plus every day, chronic pain, every day, 24/7. But because I believe that I have nourished my brain, I now have this great relationship with pain. So I just say, okay, good morning, pain. Let's go. We got a long day today. I've got this to do, that to do, this place to go. So let's just get in alignment with each other and breathe through the pain.
You know, I am dying right now. I'm just cracking up. Because, you know, that is what having, and not just an I can attitude, but as Oswald Chambers taught me years ago, that God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome.
Absolutely.
And you're definitely an overcomer every single day. What encouragement would you give to those of us who maybe we're on the other side and we're not dealing with pain, as you said, you know, the absolute agony of it, especially at the 10 plus, and if you're not familiar with that rating scale, zero is like no pain, like in 100%, you know, there's nothing at all, everything's at 100%, body's functioning, and, you know, some of us have seen the happy face or the sad face chart, but 10, as my friend Ray Crum used to always say, 10 is like repeatedly slamming that favorite arm or fingers of yours into a car door. You know, over and over and over. That's at a 10. That would hurt, obviously. And what advice would you give to those of us who are on the other side of that, but we encounter people that are in, you know, 7, 8, 9, or a 10 like you are on the pain scale? How do we introduce Nikan to those folks?
That's a good question. Man, you got me stumped. I would encourage folks that if I were to speak to them is to nourish their brain. If my brain had been nourished when I first got injured, I was waking up in a brain fog every day. Still in pain, taking all these pills. Now I'm thinking, okay, well, the doctors know what to do, and they don't because they didn't know how to diagnose this mysterious spinal cord injury because there was no accident. There was no diving accident. There was no car wreck. There was no, sports injury, things they were used to seeing. And this was just something that had the doctors scratching their heads and everyone else. So every diagnosis that they tried to brand me with was negative. So I won't go through all that. But I would encourage people to, if they haven't meditated, to learn how to meditate and learn how to just be with pain.
I love the fact, not to cut you off, but I love the fact that you're saying nourish the brain.
Yeah, nourish
again, referencing that on the Nikan blog. what they're talking about, but medium-chain triglycerides. It's the second ingredient in the Kenzen Vital Balance, and how brutally important it is. Breakfast, the most important meal of the day is, and unlike the Wheaties box says, breakfast of champions, not so much. People are paid a lot of money to make those comments, and not true. Cornflakes are not, they're not loaded with protein. And I don't want to fixate on just protein alone, but it's absolutely critical. And we'll have soon my good friend and brother, Herb Rapp, talk about that. I think he's either in Japan right now or en route. I can't remember the dates of when the Team Kaizen folks were headed over there. But he dropped 18 pounds in 2 months when he discovered the simplicity of protein only before noon. And the guy is a exercise tennis guru, lean, mean fighting machine. But 18 pounds he shed that he was carrying extra, and he never knew it, but in 2 months' time, because he just said, well, I just didn't put anything in my body except for protein before noon every day, and it just disappeared. And the Kenzen Vital Balance is crucial with that. The jade greenzymes are 85% pure protein. I mean, the list goes on and on. And you've talked about that, but how much the brain gets nourished to actually have the cognitive thoughts that we're supposed to have to be able to, as you said, to address your pain and say, no, wait a second. And let's not, this is hard, and I'm sure you would agree, it's hard to not trust people who have been trained and they're supposed to know how our bodies work. And yet they get, I don't know if I could go as far as indoctrinated, or they get swayed by pharmaceutical companies because of different reasons, and then all of a sudden we're doling out medications like they're candy, and that's not a good program to be on. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do agree.
Yeah.
The jade green is excellent, and I also got to mention that I'm learning the name of it. It's the powder. It's from chocolate or vanilla. Tyra's been trying my best to train me how to speak. Sometimes my speaking is not 100% because I did have a brain. It impacted my brain. My injury impacted my brain.
Yeah.
I'm not always 100% clear.
Well, and again, looking at the pictures that nobody else can see that you were nice enough to send to me, and they'll see them on the website when Steve is able to get them posted, you can see. To me, you don't look like a 60... Whatever it was you said.
67. 67 years young.
Exactly. Because I know people that are in their 40s that, it looks terrible because, again, they're not doing the things that you're doing to be proactive. And the water and the nutrients is huge. I don't want to take up your whole morning, and I'm sure there's a few questions. Let's just open it up really quick. *6 on anybody's phone line. If you've got a specific question on topic, I'm thinking what would be off topic here. Well, I can think of a lot of off topic things, but quick question that anybody has, *6, and just share with us who you are, and we're waiting. Maybe.
Hello?
There we go.
Hello, can you hear me, Van?
Go for it, yes.
Oh, this is Tyra.
Good morning, Tyra.
Good morning. Thank you for having my bestest friend on the call this morning. What an honor.
Did I miss a question that you'd like to address, that, or maybe she didn't share in her story and her journey that is pivotal?
Well, one thing that I know that Delia, because when I used to live in the Oakland Bay Area, we've been friends over 20 years, and she took care of her mother over 14 years, working every day at Kaiser, taking care of her mother. And so now she encourages people to take care of yourself in the process. So when she became a consultant, joining Nikin under me on the end of March, the very next month, April, she had two consultants enrolled, And now working with Lois, she created Foot Spa Party. So she invites her friends over, and they just go through that whole process of taking care of themselves. And she's on her way to becoming executive at the end of this month. She's just a few hundred dollars shy, and she will have she will reach her promotion, moving up to the executive level in just 3 months. So real proud of her. And Delia, just wanted you to share, how'd you feel when you got your first meeting check?
I was ecstatic. I was like, I was over the moon.
Yeah, so she's awesome. Awesome. Love you, Delia.
Love you too, Tara.
Thank you, Tara, because that's something that I wouldn't have even known about. And that I can't see the volumes, I can't see the structure. And congratulations, that is absolutely huge. And for just a reference point, it's an extra. It means an extra 10% commission. And you know, money doesn't make the world go around, but as my friend Zig Ziglar said, it's kind of like oxygen. Try living without it, see what happens. So an extra 10% commission kickback, that's kind of fun. On top of the, you know, the retail commissions when we're introducing customers. It's just the right thing to do. You know, introduce it to them as a customer and give them the best customer price. And why not? So, hey, on that note, I don't hear another. Okay, go ahead. There we go. There's the question.
If no one has any more questions for me, and when we're finished with questions, I'd like to read a quote that I found. I can't remember who wrote the quote.
Fire away.
Anyone else have any questions for me?
I don't think they do, because by now they would have hit star 6. I think you covered a lot of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Bring it on.
This is Christine from Northwest Indiana, and thank you for bringing on, and have a very blessed holiday. You mentioned that you had flat feet, and now you don't. Was there a reason of a change?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to express it. Do you know the Achilles tendon in the back?
Yes.
My ankles and my heel are... due to the bone, the weakness of the bone, and I didn't mention I had a fall, broke my femur bone. I was too weak, and it's a long story, but I broke my femur bone in 2014, November, right after my birthday. And so I've been struggling and dealing with that, those challenges. So it changed the structure of my body. That's what I believe. Because at the time that I was going through the recovery from the broken femur, I noticed that also it's on my left, my right side. My left side was having problems, and I kept asking for another X-ray to see if everything was okay. And the doctor didn't approve it, and the imaging department couldn't hear anything else.
Thank you.
Has anyone out there ever heard of blue rockers? They're braces that you can put inside a tennis shoe or any kind of shoe. That's what I used to have, blue rockers, when my feet were flat.
That's one of the many things that I've struggled. I wouldn't say struggle with, but I remember this is probably 20 years ago, and because the insoles. Originally, the mag steps have evolved into what we have now, the M strides and the M steps. The flat feet or the low arches, the agony that I dealt with, that the doctor prescribed something, and I don't even think I did it. But it was just, I think it was knowing, as you said, you know, address it and talk to it and say, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. I really think that's what I did, or just was cognitive of it and able to push through it. Whereas today, it's not an issue. And we live in a three-story house. I'm up and down stairs all day long. And when I'm not at home, I get to play monkey on a roof with my brother, and, you know, up and down ladders. And it's never, you know, balance issues Well, sure, there are times when working on steep roofs, my feet may hurt and be a little tender at the end of the day. But there was one time about a year ago that I forgot my insoles. Wowzer.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about one of the dumbest things that it could ever do. But it's a simple thing. So, Delia, thank you so much, because I think you've given hope to people that are listening and then others that will catch the recording. And I really want to encourage people to share this with folks that maybe they have something that's not even diagnosed, or they just are going through something, maybe not as extreme as being confined to a wheelchair. But your journey is absolutely huge, and now you're working on building the business and all that, being able to take authority over that. Absolutely.
I'm really excited about it, and I wanted, like, I really wanted folks to know that they're welcome to give me any feedback if they know of anyone that's dealing with spinal cord injury, to connect us so that I can speak with people who are like me. Because a spinal cord injury, whether it's through an accident or a undiagnosed as mine, we still have the same kind of problems with our bodies. Bowel and bladder problems, UTIs, you know. So I wanted to close with this real quick. Are there people still listening?
Yeah, everybody's still on the line. Just go ahead and close with your quote.
Okay, thanks all. I do not remember the author of this quote, but it says, "Whomever among us has learned through personal experience what pain and anxiety really are, must help to ensure that those out there who are in physical need obtain the same help that once came to him. He no longer belongs to himself alone. He has become the brother of all who suffer. He has joined the brotherhood of those who bear the bark of pain." End quote.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you.
Isn't that great?
Thank you for sharing that, because that brotherhood of pain, brotherhood of agony, is something that all of us go through from time to time. And maybe not all of us, but we know people, we see. And I love the way that you said, you know, that was a good question when I asked you earlier, you know, how would you encourage us to talk to people that we come across? I don't think there really is a set pat answer for that, other than being able to, as that quote just shared, being able to join the brotherhood of pain, and maybe not in empathy, but just in sheer compassion, asking the question, would you be open to looking at something that might help? How significant is that? Meekin is not the end-all cure for everything. Nothing is. However, how many, literally millions of people's lives have been impacted because of these wonderful solutions, these wonderful products. And
eating a good plant-based diet.
See, you said that, not me.
that helps me too. Along with my products, I'm eating organic foods, raw foods, and vegan foods. Now, that's just for me. That helps me. That helps me eliminate better. It's helping me. So I just want to bring that up, and I will put into my van. I have a box called Van Tips, and I put whatever you know how he offers us these tips. I put those tips in my little box.
It's absolutely ginormous, and that's why I love Meekin. I love the Kenzen Vital Balance, because it's exactly what our bodies need, especially first thing in the day. Hey, we're all human, and things find their way into our kitchens and into our hands that we probably shouldn't put into our mouths. But the next day, we can start all over fresh again. And
chocolate.
Yeah. Now, don't see, chocolate is a separate, should be a separate food group.
My ears.
But that's the beauty about it. So thank you again, Dela.
Dela. Delia.
Delia, thank you. I don't want to know why my lips and my tongue don't want to just roll that beautiful name right off of them. But do you want to, because spinal cord injuries are kind of a minor, not a very common thing, would you be willing to give your phone number out to people and they can
Absolutely. Go ahead and give that out.
My
phone number for those who are interested and would like to, you know, communicate and create something together, my phone number is area code 510-367-1893. I'll repeat it. 510-367-1893. And my email address, which Dan didn't ask for, but I'll offer, shang1920@gmail.com. So that's my email. S like Sam, S like, I'm sorry, let me repeat. S like Sam, H like happy, A like appreciate, N like nice, G like generous, 1920@gmail.com. I welcome all to share and to ask questions, because there was a time, this time of the morning, all I could say is, ooh-wee, that was it. Ooh-wee, the pain was, it's burning pain, it still burns, but I know the pain now. I didn't know it was so foreign to me, because I hadn't been in pain, never on medication. No high blood pressure. Know this. As a black woman, that's the main thing they always ask me. Are you on high blood pressure pills? I said, I'm not. And are you diabetic? No. So those are the questions that usually black folks get asked when they go to the doctor, because of the high level of stress we carry, and we all have high blood pressure or diabetic or heart problems. So thank God I was healthy when I got injured, because if I had been sickly, I would probably have had, and no smoking, so I believe that helped me get through this challenging process.
Right,
and
yeah, there's so many other amazing things that once you become aware of it, and you, it's not about living a pure, purest, cleanest lifestyle you can, because when if we obsess on that, we're going to miss the forest through the trees. It's about balance.
Balance,
it really
yeah.
is. And recognizing that, wait a second, you know, just something as simple as the Morton Pretty white salt that we as Americans have been indoctrinated into thinking, well, that's just what we should put on our food, and it's, you know, in our food and blah, blah. Well, once you become aware of it, it's like, wow, my eyes have been illuminated. Something as simple as real salt. But if we asphyxiate on that, people think we're crazy. But if
yeah.
we can give them a little bit of information and say, why don't you Google it? And,
right.
and look it up. It's all there. You're not going to find any articles that say, oh, yeah, eating large quantities of Morton salt is good for you. No, you're going to find the opposite. They're going to say, oh, yeah, you need to cut it out of your diet. But you will find tons of information and articles about mountain, mind, you know, Himalayan, real salt. You're going to find tons of that. It's just a matter of going and looking and becoming aware rather than, you know, being that proverbial, you know, person sticking your head in the sand and being in denial. And the same thing with a plant-based diet. Folks, you ought to get around the 19-year-old that lives with us, who's home for the summer from American University, at least for a few days before she blasts off in 3 days' time to Africa. I just at point blank asked her a few days ago, hey, Kenna, why did you watch the documentary Forks Over Knives? And she said, Daddy, I really don't know. I just did. And she's referencing it. It's like listening to my mom all over again in a 19-year-old version. And she said, Daddy, it's just, and so watching her and watching her cook and bake and using real ingredients, and it's like, holy smokes, this is wonderful. Now again, do I need to become extremist? No. Just simply start striving for balance. So, and Delia, you're a beautiful example of that, and I so appreciate it. I so appreciate how you're integrating Niken into your life, both the products and the business. And so I thank you for giving out both your phone number and your email. And I encourage people, if you come across somebody, pop her a text, set up a three-way. They're very, very powerful. And watch what happens, because you never know. And it's just so cool. So,
Yes. This is Rita. There is a book, I don't know if it's still in print or not, but it's called Killer Salt.
Mm-hmm.
Little paperback.
And there's another book called Sugar Blues. Has anybody heard of that one? I don't know who the author is, but it talks about, shows a picture of a man on sugar and then a picture of a man off sugar. And it's between night and day. Sugar Blues. I think you can get it at Amazon. And the other one was Killer Salt. I'll look that one up.
Yeah, all these are out there. And again, it's just part of the journey of educating ourselves. There's so many great and fantastic documentaries on YouTube. They're absolutely free. They're absolutely free. You start watching some of these and you're just going, oh my goodness, I didn't know. And I would encourage folks, healthy mind is the second pillar of the five pillars. Take some time, as my friend Roger Drummer taught me years ago. It's our responsibility to educate ourselves, and if we'll take some time to look up some of this stuff, and instead of, you know, strolling through Facebook and seeing what casserole people, you know, baked for their family, or see which ply of toilet paper they switched to this week. Yeah, I'm being extreme, I know, but that's about the superficialness of it, most of it. That's why I call it social media. But maybe limit some of your time on that and start looking at some of this amazing information that's out there in the world of documentaries. And I think you'll be ultimately grateful. You'll start dropping weight. Those pounds that have become attractive to you, they will become unattractive. And don't do as I say, just do as I've done. And it's amazing. It's really, really a lot of fun. So we've gone a little longer than I planned. And again, thank you, Dale, for being so gracious with your time this morning. And I know what it takes to, especially when you're not at 100% and when you're managing at a pain level of 10, what that's like, because I have been there before with different ailments and injuries and post-surgeries, and being able to do it at this time of day, absolutely terrific. And as a reminder, folks, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website that people can catch the recording, and you can call, set up, and all that good stuff. So have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, everybody. And if there's anything that we can do on our end, please don't hesitate to email, text, call. That's what we're here for. And we will go from there. So thanks again, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Dan.